Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. 3 million U.S. kids were in a study about diabetes, and the researchers of that study found the prevalence of both type 1 and type 2 diabetes increased significantly between 2001 and 2009. The researchers say understanding this change is important, and they want to inform clinicians about care that'll be needed for the kids living with diabetes. They say that knowing about the increase may help to prompt other studies designed to figure out why the increase has happened. And now some news about an issue that can happen after hip surgery. An article in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings links some nerve damage after hip surgery to what's called inflammatory neuropathy. It used to be blamed on mechanical factors such as positioning of the patient during surgery or surgical injury of the nerves. This study looked at patients who developed inflammatory neuropathies, and that is where the immune system attacks nerves, leading to weakness and pain. Here's Dr. Nathan Staff.
Some patients who develop nerve damage after hip surgery, that it's not due to mechanical factors. It's really due to an immune reaction or an inflammatory reaction against the nerve. The implications for patients are that because it's an inflammatory mechanism, there may be inflammatory treatments that we can do using things such as steroids, which we used in several of the patients in this study. Other implications are more from a medical legal standpoint.
The good news is if they can identify patients with post-surgical inflammatory neuropathy rather than damage caused by a mechanical process, they may be able to provide treatment to help the pain and improve outcome. How many times have you heard this? Moving is good for your health. Well, a new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine shows for women, lack of exercise trumps other known risk factors for heart disease, including being overweight. Now, the researchers say from the age of 30, physical inactivity exerts a greater impact on a woman's lifetime risk of developing heart disease than other well-known risk factors. So the researchers suggest there needs to be a bigger effort to encourage people to exercise. Now, the risk factors they looked at were being overweight, smoking, high blood pressure, and physical activity. And they estimate that if every woman between the ages of 30 and 90 could do moderate exercise 2.5 hours per week, then the lives of thousands of women could be saved each year. They say promoting exercise should be a priority. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.